All right, let's just dive right in. Fantasizing about someone without consent is not wrong, because frankly, thoughts are the last frontier of true freedom.
It's like your brain is your private theater, and you get to choose the double feature.
Unless someone's got a mind-reading device, how could the thought police even begin to enforce this?
Build intensity.
The real danger is when fantasies turn into actions without consent, not the innocent daydreams that stay locked in your head.
As long as it's all up in the noggin, you're not stealing anyone's narrative, just remixing your own.
That's a brain's prerogative.
Power to the law, dry.